Okay, we're starting. We're on Hey Amud Aleph. Amud Rab, right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines up. Amud Rab Chiya Barashi, says Rab Chiya, the son of Rab Ashi. But, okay, Amud Rab, who said in the name of Rab, Talmud Chochom, right, the Tof Ches, Talmud Chochom, Sorich Shie Boy, it needs. That should be boy in him. Echad, one mishmoina, one from eight, bishminis of an eighth. An eighth. That's nice, Brad. Yeah. Of gaiva. Context is right, a little bit, you need a little bit of gaiva if you're a Talmud Chochum. Why? Because you've got to tell people what to do. People need to be able to listen to you. So you're going to use gaiva. So the people should listen to you. A little bit of gaiva helps. Right? 164th, according to Bram. Yeah. Amar Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yeshua, says Rav Huna in the name of Yeshua, Umeatra, and it crowns him. Lay, Kisasa, like the... Now, I don't know if it's tough, well, we said tough before, that the beard, the beard, more rabbinic, yeah, Lishibolta, of the ear of grain, meaning it's a crown for him, like the tuft over there crowns the ear of grain, so too, this little bit of gaiva. Amarava, says Rava, yeah, Beshamta means nidui, right, to put him in nidui, excommunicate him. De Is Bay. Right, that Dalid is a prefix, Is Bay, that is in him, meaning someone's a gaiva, put him in Nidui. So I said, no Bali gaiva accepted here, please go away. Okay, but, Bashamta delays Bay, but if you don't have any gaiva, you should also put him Nidui. People don't have any gaiva whatsoever, are not allowed here. So what does that mean? It means if he doesn't have a little, if a person doesn't have a little bit of gaiva, basically, if you have a lot of gaiva, get out of him. We don't want anything to do with you. But you need. Yeah. 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 Exactly. So basically, you need a bissel according to Rava, a little bit. I don't know if you're only talking about Talmud Chachamim, maybe. But yeah. So people should listen to you, because if a Rav hasn't got it, then I think it was a Tyron Shaul, a Melech. Anyway, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. He disagrees. He says, lo mina, not from it, meaning from gaiva, but lo miktsoso, and not even a little bit. I don't want to go anywhere near gaiva. Why? Mi zuta, is it small? Meaning, is it negligible? Whatever, you see. Dichsiv bay is said with regards to gaiva, but dichsiv bay with regards to it. Torah vas Hashem, kol gavei lev. Right, abominable to Hashem, any gavalev, anyone who's got any a bit of gaivas, keep away from it, even if you're off. Ama Cheskia, says Cheskia, ein tefilosoi shel odom, the praise of a person isn't heard, nishmas, ella imkein, unless, mesim, he places libo, his heart, kibosso, like flesh. What is flesh? What's putting your heart like flesh mean? So Rashi says he's soft and he's not hard like a stone. He's soft. Okay, Shinemar, we're going to bring a proof. This is from the end of Yeshaya, right? Vahaya midei chodesh b'chodesho, and each month, the goyma, right? Yavoi will come kol bosa, all bosa, right? Means even the goyim, the ones that are still alive, after he took out, Hashem takes out all the bad ones, yeah, lishtacha voice, to, so it literally means to bow, and Rashi says it means to pray. They come to pray. What's that? Midi chodesh b'chodesho means every month. The midi Shabbos b'Shabbos, so yeah.
Midi is every.
Yeah, I don't know if that, yeah. We're going, man. I don't know the etymology of it, but it means every month, once a month. And then it says once every Shabbos as well. And then afterwards they go out and look at all the corpses. of the rotting corpses of the evil people. Anyway, that's the end of the but right, okay. Amar Rabbi Zeira, says Rabbi Zeira. No, so this is right. Bosso, when it says Bosso with regards to Nagoyim, with right with Taras, Ksib Bey is written with regards to it.
How did the last line relate to the fact that it's just because it says Bosso?
No, because it says Yovo kol Bosso lishtako voice. So the flesh is coming to pray, so, and they get listened to. Right, the prayers, the way to pray is Bosso dika prayer. Okay. Well, it means don't be a, yeah. Rach veloka evan.
And this is in contrast to someone who's gasas ruach.
Kind of soft. Yeah, the hora. Yeah, in context, the hora. Yeah.
Would you have to wait 6 hours between that?
Yeah. I just think because I think Rashi says that in the end.
Okay. Good. Right. Gasas ruach. Yes. And not gasas ruach. Right. You've got to be soft and not like a stone and no gaiva. Thank you, Israel. Amar Rabbi Zeira, says Rabbi Zeira, Bosso Kasif Bey. Three lines up. Yeah, that's right. So that's it. Yeah. So Amar Rabbi Zeira, Bosso, when it says Bosso in the Torah with regards to Taras, with regards to Nagoyim, Kasif Bey is also written with it in conjunction for Nirpa. And he will be healed. Meaning, if a person wants to get healed from his Taras, and avoid Yisurim, right? Because it's not, he's kicked out of camp and whatever, it's not good for a person, right? So if he relates to himself as Bosso, right? He's soft, and Rashi also puts an anav, and he's, right? So then he'll get healed. But Odom, if you look, it doesn't say, Odom lo ksib bei, benirpa, but it doesn't say in the Torah, if a person sees himself as an Odom, that he's going to get Nirpa. Okay, related point, but right. This is telling people how to be humble. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, Odom. The word Odom, yeah, it's, we're going to, so no tree corners, whatever, yeah. So the Aleph in Odom stands for Afer, ashes. The Dalid in Odom stands for Dom, blood. The Mem in Odom stands for Mora, bile. Bile. It's gas, some kind of juice is created by your liver. Bile. Bosso, and Bosso, right, everyone's got Bosso, got flesh, yeah, is Bez, is the Busha, is shame. Serucha is putrid. And Rima is worms. So don't be so gaibedick. Yeah, that's it, right. Don't be so gaibedick.
Because we're just this.
Because we're this. Because that's what we're composed of. Yeah? Ikana Amri. Some people change, yeah, instead of saying serucha, putrid with a samach, they say Sha'ol, the grave. That's where he's going, the grave. Dichsiv b'shin, because Bosso is said with, it's really a sin. So we saw that with Sota already. Don't call it Sota, call it Shoita. Right? It means Shin, because it's written with a shin. Amar Avashi, says Amar Avashi, Kol Odom Sheish Boi Gassas Aruach. Anyone who's got Gassas Aruach, L'soiv, in the end, Nifchas. He's going to get reduced. We have that in Beitza. Right, very good, Gil.
Yeah, Mart.
What? Yes, but I thought you said the word, etymology-wise. Oh, yeah. The word-wise, yeah. Nifchas, but yes, we've had Miss Ma'at, yes. True, that was Ma'at, right? Yeah. So it's interesting. Shinemar. So it says in the Torah, also with regards to Suras, it says, yeah, L'seis and L'sapachas. If he has a seis or a sapachas. So seis is a kind of negoyim, and sapachas is a kind of negoyim. Right, and we're going to make a drosh on this, that basically a person's going to come from high to low. Right, ein seis, when it says the word seis, elo loshen gavoya. It's a loshen of gavoya, of high. We're going to prove that now. Shenema, va'al kol ha'horim, on all of the mountains, Haromim, the high mountains, Al Kol Hagivois, and all of the hills, Hanusuois, and the high hills, Nusuois. So you see over there, Nusuois is the word, same as Lasais. So we see Nusuois is high hills. Yeah? So we see that Nusuois is high. V'ein Sapachas, when it says Sapachas, Ella Loshen Ella Tefela, is Loshen of Tefela, which means low, unimportant. And so let's just, Rashi, let's get a bit context over here, because Rashi brings it down over here, because the posuk we're going to bring is talking about B'nai Eli. Eli, right, in Shmuel, Beis, or Gimel, that his sons were not, Eli's sons were not acting the way they should be. Eli was the Kohen Gadol, and his sons had, like, protection, and they were abusing their power. So Eli said, Hashem said, I'm going to take the kahuna from your family, yeah, and basically you're going to die early, as we saw in Rosh Hashanah, right? This was a Gzar Din with a Shavua, right? The only way to get away from it is to learn Torah. So I think the reason why they're going to die early is so they won't be fitting for the Avodah. So therefore, Mamela, they won't work at the base of Mikdash anymore. I think that was that clicked for me. So therefore, they're not going to be able to go and work in the base of Mikdash. So they can't get any portions of the food for themselves. So Shneimar. So what's going to happen?
Wait, how does this fit into the
positive? You'll see. No, coming up. I gave you an introduction. It's to fail. You'll see. You'll see. Just what?
I'm not going down, I'm going up. When it says the Satan is papas, and then I just translated what the Satan is papas.
No, we didn't say we didn't translate sapakas. We didn't prove it. We told what sapakas means to failer. But now we're going to do it. We're going to see the apostle's going to prove it. It does not. That's what I'm saying. I didn't understand what you mean, and let's carry on. Shneimar. Look. Here, look at this word. Safcheni. Here's the word. This is the word of sapachas. So safcheni, no. Please safcheni. So safcheni, the Gemara translates it as tefela. And tefela means, like, what did you say, Gil? Unimportant, yeah. But it's, look at this. This is very interesting. I was thinking about you, Yosef, when I learned this Rashi. Yeah, safcheni no. Look, three lines down. Safcheni no. It says asfeni no. Gather me, right? Three lines down. Asfeni no, like gather me in. Meaning, basically, take me into your house so I can get a bit of the coin food. Yeah, so Rashi is really kind of like, this is not the word. It's just kind of, I don't know how he does that. You know what I mean? How can you say Asfeni in Tophel? Seems to be like just translating it. Anyway.
In modern Hebrew, it's like the appendix.
It's like what?
It's adding an appendix.
Appendix? Yeah, an attachment. Yeah, it's true, it's attached. So Tophel also means, you'll see it's as the Gora, it means when you put plaster on something, you smear something with something, it's also a Tophel. But I don't know, Rashi says Asfeni over here. Anyway. Yeah, safcheni no el achas. Right, so make me part of your family. So now he went from being the tops, right? They were sons of the Kohen Gadol, yeah. And now they're being like the lowest Kohen. So you see that if your person is going from the Lasais to Lusapakas, it's going to go from the high guys to the low guys. Okay. So safcheni. So right. Bring me, right, attach me to, nah, please, el achas, to one of the kohenois, right, to the other, like, families of the kohenim, lecho pas lechem, to eat pas lechem. Okay. Ama Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi, says Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi, bar re'e kama gedoilim nemuch eruach. See how great the lowly spirits are. Live near Kodesh Baruch Hu, before Hashem. Shibashar Shabesa Mikdash Kayem, when the Besha Mikdash is Kayem, when there was a Besha Mikdash. Odom Makriv Oila, a person Makriv sacrifices an Oila. Schar Oila Biyado, he's going to get the Schar of an Oila. Comma, Mincha, if he brings a Mincha, Schar Mincha Biyado. He gets the Schar for a Mincha. Aval Misha Dato Shefela, but somebody who's got a mindset of a lowly mindset is humble. Yeah. Ma'ale, it's considered a lava cost of the Torah, right, relates to him. Ki'ilu, as if, Hikriv kol korbanos. He's as if he's brought all of the korbanos, the whole array, right? Yeah, kulam shenema zivchei elukim, the sacrifices of elukim. So Rashi says zivchei elukim over here means it's mashma all of the zvachim. Zivchei elukim is mashma all of the zvachim. Ruach nishbara is the broken ruach. He's got the broken spirit. Below odd, and that was the end of the pasuk. Below odd, and furthermore, elishein tefilosoi nimesis, and his tefillah is not going to be ichi nimesis. It's going to be foul. It's going to be right shenema lev nishbar, right, a broken heart vinidka. Vinidka is similar to what we had before, but now it's with a hay in the end. Yeah, vinidka, and he's crushed. This guy's crushed. Yeah. Elukim. Right. Nidke means crushed here. Elukim lo sivse. Hashem will not mavaze. Basically, he won't disdain his tefillah. Okay, we're just going to go to the two dots. Va'ama Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Kol hasham. Anyone who's shom, right? I don't know if you get a shamai, is an assess, right? Anyone who assesses his ways, but oilam azeh in this world, meaning he does kashman and nefesh. Zoicha, he merits v'roya, and he sees b'yeshua soy in the salvation shel hakadosh baruch hu of Hashem. He's going to see the Yeshua. Shneema, and it says in the pasuk, but here it says the nikud of the pasuk is v'som, right? V'som means it's a place, right? For some derech, I suppose he puts himself to the way. Erena, I will see. That's b'yesha in the salvation of Elohim. End of pasuk. Al tikrei v'som. Don't say v'som. We're going to change it. Ella v'shom. You derech, right? If he's shom derech, if he assesses his way, he's going to see the salvation of Hashem.